Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to Foxtrot. At least that's the name that I call the show. You can call the show whatever you like, but I call it Foxtrot. And I play things that are good and or interesting. And the thing I just played there was a song called Worms by a band named Pile. I'm gonna be honest, that's one of those songs where like I really only like it for like the beginning. I hope you all can hear me, because these headphones are not indicating that you can. I assume you can. I think it's fine. Anyway, back to what I was saying. That song is one of those where it's like, man, I really love the first 30 seconds. Like that little like the vocals in the beginning, I'm like, wow, this is gonna be the greatest song ever. And then like, the rest of it's like fine. I like the song, don't get me wrong, shout out to Pile, I guess, and they Worms, but, yeah, one of those songs where, like, really only in for the beginning, and I'm like, okay, I got it, okay. Anyway, I have a fun show today. I feel like I say that every week, but this week, I really mean it. There's no theme here. The caption on my Spotify playlist for this is, quote, "Is indie rock having a moment?" End quote. So maybe that'll tell you what's going on here. I don't know. It's just kind of a vibe. I feel like it's every show. But, okay. Today seems like a talking day, so I'm gonna be quiet for now. Here's the ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, we just listened to Nothing's Wrong by Miss Grit. Right before that, we listened to And It's Over One by Moses Campbell. And right before that, we listened to Non-Threatening by The Ladies. I want to give a disclaimer. I do not endorse the lyrics of the first song. I don't think that needs, like, just, like, I don't endorse it, okay? Like, do not get the idea that the acclaimed radio show Foxtrot endorses the lyrics of the song Non-Threatening by The Ladies. Besides that element of the song, it's, like, fun. Like, I really enjoy it. It's just, like, I don't really know how to explain my opinions towards it. Besides that, it's, like, kind of, a, like, I hate that I've used the word vibe twice in the past 13 minutes and 50 seconds. But it's kind of a vibe. Like, I don't know, you can't help but hang out when you hear it. It's like, yeah, I do think it's all right. Like, yeah, I don't think it's wrong. I wish I had something more intelligent to say there, but I don't. And It's Over One by Moses Campbell. Moses Campbell is one of those artists that Spotify is like, you would love this guy. Like, I think you would like them, him. I don't know if it's a collective or a guy. Or not a guy. I don't know. This song's fun. I've always liked this one. I know nothing about Moses Campbell besides the fact that Spotify thinks I'd really dig the whole thing they've got going on. But they're like kind of right on the song. I think it's like a fun little lo-fi, folky little like thing with the like whiny voice that I tend to enjoy, as longtime listeners of the show know. And yeah, it's a good time. And I think it's fun that this album has And It's Over One, And It's Over Two, And It's Over Three. After queuing all three in a row, because they're not in order on the album, I can confirm that they do not flow together. However, they all kind of have the same like theme and same lyrics, which I think is fun. So more bands should do that. I love sequels on an album. Sue me. Like, I don't know if that's a controversial take, but I enjoy it, and I think artists should do it more. I don't think it's a controversial opinion, and no one's gonna listen to me. But that's fine. I'm glad that I can voice my opinions into a void, even if it is a void. Finally, Nothing's Wrong by Miss Grit. First, I want to say, I don't know if Miss Grit is supposed to be a pun. Like, it kind of sounds like a drag queen name. But if it is a pun, it's lost on me. If my listeners are smarter than me, maybe they're hearing something I'm not. And that's okay. Feel free to let me know if you want to get into contact with me and tell me the pun of Miss Grit. But the song itself, that being Nothing's Wrong, is phenomenal, in my humble opinion. Her voice is, like, hypnotic. So it's addicting to listen to. The album itself came out last year. It's called Follow the Cyborg. And I feel like it's such like a well-named album for at least this song. Like if a cyborg sounded like this, I would follow it. I don't care if it's the Terminator. If it's singing like that, I'm hooked. That's how you take me over in a robot apocalypse. If the robots sing like Miss Grit and Nothing's Wrong, it's over. I'm team robot. Sue me. Like I don't know what you want me to do. I got really heated about that. So I'm going to play some more music. This song, I'm excited about these. Every song I'm playing today, but especially this one. Here's Freako.
See the face. There's no beginning to the story. A bookshelf sinks into the sand. In a language learned and forgotten turn is studied once again. It's a shocking bit of footage viewed from a shitty TV screen. You can squint at it through snowy static to make out the meaning, and keep on stretching the antenna, hoping that it will come clear. We need some reception, a higher message. Just tell us what to fear, 'cause I don't know what tomorrow brings. To live with such possibilities, all I know. That's my voice rising. So Michael, please keep the tape rolling. Boys, keep strumming those guitars. We need a record of our failures. Yes, we must document our love. I've sat too long in my silence. I've grown too old in my pain to shed the skin, be born again. Or it starts with an ending. So thank you, friends, for the time we shared. My love stays with you like sunlight and air. And though I truly wish I could keep hanging around here, my joy is covering me. Soon I will disappear. Turn to that which gave birth to me. Give birth to me, give birth to me, give birth to me. And the story goes, and the story goes, and it goes on.
Let's go! We'll be right back.
Wow. Wasn't that something? That something we just listened to was Arrival by Paranoid. Right before that, we listened to Method Acting by none other than Bright Eyes. And right before that, we listened to Get Numb to It by Freako. So that Freako song comes off their new album released a few months ago. This year, maybe January, early February, I'm not sure. Titled Where We've Been, Where We Go From Here. I finally listened to it for the first time last week, and I'm a big fan. I think I'm going to say it's my favorite album released this year. Is that bold to say? I don't know. But I really enjoy it. It really harkens back to this like fun, lush 2000s like indie rock vibe. And it's phenomenal. I think it's like it's certainly rough. I think in some elements, but like that's the charm. That's the charm, and it's just like fun. You know, this like hard on your sleeve indie rock again. And as a wise person said, approximately 30 minutes ago, indie rock is kind of having a moment right now, and that's in large part thanks to Freako. Check out that album if you haven't. It's delightful. When I heard this album, my immediate comparison was like, oh, this sounds like early Bright Eyes. Specifically their album, Lifted, or The Stories in the Soil, Keep Your Ear to the Ground. And so I played a song from that album right after the Freako song. So that song, of course, being Method Acting by Bright Eyes from their album, Lifted, or The Stories in the Soil, Keep Your Ear to the Ground. This song, much like the Freako song before, is a ton of fun. Like, it's like Conor Oberst at his whiniest, but it's also him at his most just, like, I hate to say genius, but genius in terms of just, like, instrumentals. These, like, lush harmonies. It's a gorgeous song, and it's, like, it is a little almost, like, it's late. I'm trying to think of the word, but I can't. It's like, a little surprising to hear these, like, these wonderful instrumentals and vocal backings, and then just hear kind of the Conor Oberst voice, which again, it is whiny. I'm a whiny fan, but I can admit that it's whiny. But it works super well. I don't know if anyone, this is off topic, speaking of Conor Oberst, I don't know if anyone saw that Phoebe Bridgers showed up at his like concert in Seattle or something the other week. Hashtag return of Better Oblivion Community Center. End hashtag? We'll see. But I thought that was like cool, so. Shout out to the Farbs out there. Or like, what are the Better Oblivion Community Center fans called? Are they called, like, the Better Oblivion Community Centarbs? Is that what they're called? I don't know. Get back to me on that one, guys. Feel free to contact. And then finally, we listen to Arrival by Paranoid. For those who don't know, Paranoid is a Korean band. I want to say they released their debut in, like, 2022, maybe late 2021. I forget. This one comes off their most recent album released early last year, After the Magic. It's just like really good shoegaze. This song in particular is kind of a tour de force, I feel like, in terms of what they're really good at. It's just like throwing you a wall of sound, and like every time you listen to it, you pick out something different. It's just like a cool listening experience. I recommend if you haven't. Shout out Paranoid. You know what I also recommend? And maybe this is bold of me to say, but do you study, work, live, or play on or around Tufts University? Are you interested in attending fun and educational events, including concerts, films, art exhibitions, seminars, symposiums, and lunch talks, many of them completely free and open to the general public? If so, you should check out the website events.tufts.edu, your one-stop web guide to oh, so many things that are going on at Tufts. Yes, that's events.tufts.edu. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community and Educational Radio. Yeah, everyone, check out events.tufts.edu. That is a Foxtrot endorsed message. And you can quote me on that, actually. And I'm okay with that. This time. Okay. More music. Yay! Okay. Here's MGMT. Call me crazy.
you can be. The sun is out, it melts the snow that fell yesterday. Makes you wonder, discussing story of the eye, discussing story of the eye. It's so embarrassing to need someone like I do you. How can I explain? I need you here and not here too.
my God. We just listened to The Past is a Grotesque Animal by Of Montreal. And right before that, we listened to It's Working by MGMT. I'm still at a loss of words from the Of Montreal song, so I'm going to mix up the order and talk with that one first. Oh my God. Like, oh my God. It's one of those songs where you hear it after, like, not listening to it for a while, and you're like, this is the... I cannot believe somebody made that. Like, how does a person sit down and be like, I'm just going to make this song? Like, I don't know how that works. But, like, still, like, I cannot believe that's just, like, in somebody's head. It's the magnum opus of Montreal. The entire song is just building up to a climax that never happens. It's, like, incredible. There's so many lyrical gems in it. There's multiple times where I was just like, oh my God, it's incredible. I don't know why I'm having such a visceral reaction to it. I've loved this song since, like, freshman year of college, but it's incredible. Oh my God. Shout out of Montreal. The entire album, actually, that being Hissing Fauna, Are You the Destroyer, itself is also a wonderful record. Oh, I hate singing record. But, yeah, wow. Just, like, wow. It's so incredible. I cannot believe, like, the synth solo at the end. Oh my, I don't know how you listen to that and you're, like, not moved and by the ability of the human experience. I don't know. It's incredible. Okay. And then the MGMT song, It's Working, is really good in its own right. Kind of like the perfect opening track, which is what it is. It's the opening song for their album, Congratulations, which is my favorite album by MGMT. Just like, it's impossible to hear the song and not be like, I have to lip sync now to this song because it's that good. There's some fun harpsichord in this. Shout out to my girlfriend who's a harpsichord head. Harpsichord head in regards to its place in modern music. And this song does a good job of that. Okay. Well, that pretty much does it for my show. Of course, I got one more song to play us out, but we'll get to that in a few seconds. Thank you all for listening to this week's installment of Foxtrot. If you want to listen to more of me, or perhaps you're just cool with the music that I play, I am here every week Tuesday night at midnight, so I guess Wednesday morning at midnight, however you want to phrase that time. Yeah, I have a really good time, and everyone is welcome to listen. So, yeah, without further ado, thank you all for listening. This has been Noah. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here's some Belle and Sebastian. Why not? To close out. Okay. Goodbye.
Boy, who wants to be a hero? do you want to do it now? I saw the butchers with the knife on a bike chain. La la la, yeah, 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 yeah. If you had such a dream, would you get up and do the things you believe in? Get up and do those things.